Let's get this on. About to miss my flight. Come on.
I went to the airport to catch my flight. The TSA put me in the naked body scanner line.
I don't want radiation, so I opted out. But when they grabbed my man junk, I couldn't help myself. I had to shout. I had to shout. I had to get my message out.
I said, don't touch my junk. Don't touch my junk. I'll have you arrested. You touch my junk. Don't touch my junk. Saint your lovely lady loves. I don't want to be molested. So don't touch my junk.
What are they going to do with the TSA? Are they going to expand the molestation further, or are they going to yield?
Oh, no. With Obamacare, this is easy. They got the scanners. They got the probes. They'll go ahead and check your prostate and check all of your genitalia, and they might as well get an MRI while you're flying and eradicate all this whole big process that is, so it can be infiltrated, increment into the government medical standard of care. They'll just sort of build it into it. Mm-hmm. That way you're getting a benefit as a flyer rather than signing a contract relieving you of your rights as a citizen to be probed.
I decided when I flew back from out of state and I was going to go through the molestation opt-out thing, right? So instead of resisting and make a big deal out of it, I decided I'm going to embrace it. And I said, you know, I'd like to opt in. They go, what do you mean opt in? I mean, I need to be felt. I need to be touched. And I totally, like, went into it, like, was completely excited. So I put my gear through, and I wasn't going to resist any of it. And then, you know, they gave me the big speech about, well, we're going to do this, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do this. And I'm like, great, great. Will you do this, too? I said, this is my first gay experience. Please, go for it all the way, right in front of me now. And the guy, like, the pat-down was finished in, like, 10 seconds. I mean, it wasn't even, it was done. So I did the opposite. Would it be more effective if the public does that?
It makes no difference. The whole thing is just to see what you'll take. It's contrast to see how much is too much. It's the same way with medicine. Here's the maximum amount of dose. Take any more than this and it'll kill you. They find out how much will kill you, and then you back off that amount just a little bit, and then that's the maximum dose, maximum strength. That's all that is, and then you find out that doesn't kill you either. So what stage or gauge should we go strip naked and run through the airport so we'll be prepped up and greased up, up for the TSA hold that's going to check our throat? You see, because once you do much of that, all of a sudden it's kind of like, wait a second. Now, y'all just got to know all the way around the world, that Taliban is laughing their happy Allah-blessed asses off at you all. They think this is absolutely trehilaire. You can't put a bondage bigger than what's been embraced worldwide. Checking every little body. You notice we said about a year or so ago that it would soon come a day when the point of flying would not be is it safe or not, but don't touch my junk. Now that's the new meme of the moment. Don't touch my, if you touch my junk, we're going to fight. Okay? So don't be looking at my junk. Don't be touching my junk. That scanner that you got hooked up, we know it's got backup. We know you're saving them images. And we know, well, what kind of a file would it be that would look at naked imagery? Can you have an X-ray of file that gets off looking at X-ray images of people's genitalia?
A TSA is in the porn business now.
Let's promote skeleton gizgasms.
Yeah, the Taliban are probably making the money on the selling of these files. America hasn't won nothing in 50 years.
Very intriguing from this state of play, because that's all it is. It's a state of play. Come on, touch my junk and see what happens to you. Touch my junk. Come on, big boy. Let's see. Touch my junk and let's see. There's a lot of unemployment in the U.S., but the last thing they're going to want to sign up for is a TSA hole job.
I think I unimplied the solution to this TSA hole thing is that everybody just start walking through the airports naked.
Well, that started because people are already stripping down before the scanners as kind of media events. We got guys tattooing their body and stripping down into their G-strings, and the porn industry was smart. They get some real massive publicity by putting their hottest vivid contract girls at all the TSA airports and just strip down naked, which is probably what's going to happen.
Absolutely. The Joan Rivers special now going through the scanner saying, stop it, everybody stop it. I want the full Monty.
Yeah, Gloria Allred, did you hear what Gloria Allred said?
I want you and you and you. Come on over here.
Gloria Allred went on record and said she enjoyed the touching and the feeling because she's not getting any.
Ooh.
So the simulation of it, she actually got off on it and was public about it.
Well, I was in Dubai just as I was leaving a couple weeks ago. They'd found some bombs or a bomb in a printer. So Dubai was under very tight security. I was patted down by a burqa-clad young woman, and I found it quite enjoyable.
<There you go. laughs> Say, oh, honey, you missed my junk. It's over this way.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Didn't I thank her. I mean, it was...
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, and then the next tier, they're going to check your PSA level. Everything's okay.
I know. It'll take such pressure off the Medicare system.
Absolutely. They got to go through it anyway. When you bought a ticket, you forfeited your rights. So, hey, give me a good check. Check my gallbladder, too. I might have a bomb in there. We need an appendectomy in aisle three. We have weapons of mass destruction.
Lordy, I declare Big Brother's in my underwear. Fly to London, fly to France, big sis checking out my underpants. Up my shirt, can't touch when down my pants. Can't touch this, ain't for France. No, it's a TSA hustle. They dump me up like you were my personal physician. Put your hands.